Hi there, I'm Natalie Silverstein. I'm an author, a speaker, a mom of two teens and one emerging adult, and a passionate advocate for family and youth service. While I was researching my second book, Simple Acts, The Busy Teen's Guide to Making a Difference, I learned about so many big-hearted tweens and teens who are volunteering, fundraising, starting nonprofits, and becoming social entrepreneurs and activists. I wanted to hear their stories, and I wanted to celebrate them and share them with the world so that everyone can be as inspired as I am. I hope that after listening to these short episodes, you'll go out into your community and share your light, your talents, gifts, and strengths to help others. Because the truth is, every person can make a big impact, one simple act at a time. On this week's episode, we're going to talk about two important topics that I cover in my book and that I love to discuss with teens: fundraising and the importance of mentorship. You'll meet Sylvie S., a high school senior from New York City, who's been part of something called PACT, the Philanthropy Advisory Council for Teens, at the UJA Federation of New York. Sylvie explains the importance of vetting or checking out nonprofit organizations before you donate money to them, and how to be an informed and thoughtful philanthropist. She also shares her joy in becoming a mentor to younger members of the council after her own experience being mentored by older teens. I hope Sylvie's enthusiasm for philanthropy and mentorship will inspire you to get involved in a teen leadership program or philanthropic giving circle in your own community. Welcome back, everybody. Today, I'd like to introduce you to Sylvie. She is a high school senior from New York City, and she is involved in something called PAC at the UJA Federation. So, hi, Sylvie. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks. Thanks so much for speaking with us. So I'd love you to tell us a little bit about yourself, what you're interested in, how you got involved in PAC, and really maybe take a step back and tell everybody about the organization and what UJA Federation does with young people. And then we can talk a little bit about mentorship, which I know is something that you're really passionate about.
My name is Sylvie. I am from New York City, born and raised. I am really passionate about journalism as a senior. I'm kind of looking at doing that for the rest of my life. So it's cool to be on the other side of something journalistic. So PACT and how I kind of got involved with PACT. PACT is under the umbrella organization that is UJA, the UJA Federation of New York. And my whole family has been involved with UJA. I actually was able to do my bat mitzvah project through UJA. So when I got an email my freshman year about this organization called PACT, it was at a time when I just felt so lost in the world. I kept seeing my freshman year, there was a lot of stuff in the news about climate change and just so much that I had access to on my phone. And I saw this email about PACT and teens being able to kind of make this difference in the world. And I immediately jumped at it. I was like, I feel so helpless. I feel so lost. What can I do? How can I help? And so what PACT is, it's kind of this 4-year model where first years in PACT are learning kind of soup to nuts, like everything having to do with fundraising. So from writing your mission statement, learning about elevator pitches, everything that kind of happens with fundraising. And they actually do the fundraising. I think my first year, the whole group raised around $100,000, give or take.
Wow. Wow. How many students are involved in a typical PACT cohort? So how many freshmen would that be? And it's all 4 years, so you all work together. But like, how many other kids were with you when you started?
Right. So how it works is it's called the council. That's the PACT lingo. So there's the council. And then within the council, there's like Council A, Council B, Council C, Council D. So I think my first year, there were 4 councils, each comprised of like 20 kids. So like 20 fundraisers, and then each council has 5 mentors, give or take.
Got it. Awesome. And can you explain the money that's raised, then how is it distributed? So you as young people have the opportunity to sort of think about the issues that you care about, really explore organizations that are making an impact in that area, and then vet those organizations to make sure that they're going to use the money that you've raised and that you've worked so hard to raise, that they're going to use it wisely. So what is that experience like? As I understand it, you know, as you said, freshmen, the first year is really learn exactly what philanthropy is about. And then do the folks who sort of lead this group teach you how to really be smart about how you donate your money? A well-informed philanthropist.
Yeah, of course. This is actually what I found to be the coolest part when I was a freshman. So there's a meeting about exactly what you said, kind of how to ask questions about where our money is going and how to think. We learned like how to analyze businesses or not organizations. So like the impact that our dollar has and how well they're doing what they say they're doing. And then organizations actually came to us and we like walked them into the room and like introduced them. And it was so funny, just like an adult pitching to a group of 20, 15-year-olds.
That's right. Well, it's amazing. I think that's fantastic.
It was so cool. And I remember like when they left, us having these dialogues that I imagine like adult philanthropists have of like, well, they did not talk anything about where their dollar is going and like, what are we just lining their pockets? Like it was a very,
that's right.
One thing that I can say about PACT and that I've heard, is I had the opportunity to actually speak about PACT to a group of like parents to like, get parents to send their kids to PACT. One thing that I heard that them say and that I can confirm is that the work we do in PACT is exactly what adults on boards who are philanthropists do. It's like the same work, just we're smaller.
And by the way, it's the work that everyone who donates to any cause should be doing to make sure that your money is being stewarded, right? Is being shepherded the right way. So there are organizations, there are nonprofits where a very large percentage of the dollar that you donate to them goes to administration, right? To rent and overhead and paying people and all of that. And that sort of doesn't feel great, right? So there are ways to vet these organizations, to really research them, to ask them the right questions, to look at their financials, to really understand how they steward this money, how they shepherd your money, how they take the dollar from you and what percentage of that dollar actually makes an impact on the people that they are helping. Is it 80%? Is it 85%? Is it 90%? And that's really important. And I love that these adults had to come in and sort of prove themselves to you, you know, and this is what this is also called, just so everybody has an understanding of philanthropy. This is sort of like collective giving, right? Where you all were fundraisers, you put all of that money in a pot, and then you decided how you were going to dole that money out to different organizations and where, again, where your dollars would have the most impact. Can you tell us a little bit more about the way, now that you're a senior, so over time, as you've gone through the process, how you were mentored by other older students and perhaps adults in the UJA Federation community, and now how you are mentoring the younger kids who are coming in?
Yeah, it's really sweet because this past Sunday was our big kickoff, and I came into the building ready for a new year of PACT, only to find that one of my council members was the younger sister of my mentor when I was a freshman. And it was so sweet.
Oh, that's awesome.
And really, I think speaks to PACT and the fact that like I remembered my mentor for my senior year, I mean, for my freshman year in PACT. I remember so vividly being a freshman and seeing these seniors and thinking like they had it all figured out. They really knew what they were doing and they were such an amazing resource and they led all of the conversations. The adult who was sitting in the room like never opened her mouth once. And now I can be that for someone else. So it really feels like my involvement impact. Not only am I a cog in a machine that's raising money for important organizations, but I also am able to give back in this like mentorship way, that I'm able to have these students who I see myself in and able to do for them what my mentors did for me.
Yeah, no, that's incredible. And I think that the leadership development of that as a young person is really, really critical. And I talk about this all the time. You know, you have so many gifts and talents and skills. And I think a lot of teens sort of throw their hands up and say, well, I don't have anything to offer. Like, of course you do. Every single person has unique talents and skills and gifts that they can share with others. And in your case, you went through this process over the last 4 years. You've learned a lot. Perhaps you made some mistakes. You learned from those. You were mentored by others. And now what an incredible opportunity for you to look back. And I love this story that it's, you know, the full circle moment, that it's the younger sibling of the person who mentored you. And the fact that you can stand there now as a senior, as a leader, and impart your wisdom in these younger people and show them the way. I mean, there's that expression, you know, see it to be it, right? So as a freshman, you don't really understand what this is all about. And it is such important work. And now as a senior, you totally get it. You feel really comfortable in this environment and you can help other young people to bring them along. And, you know, I love that phrase, we rise by lifting others, right? And that's what you're doing. So someone rose by lifting you and now you're rising by lifting other younger people. I think it's fantastic. It sounds like a wonderful program. And also, I just want to say that it is not unique to the UJA Federation. There are other organizations like this from different religious groups, secular groups all across the country that allow young people to come together for leadership training, right? To expand their minds, to learn a lot about philanthropy and to do fundraising, which is both a challenge, but also like a skill. It's amazing to learn how to do fundraising and then to have the joy of giving that money away to organizations that are making an impact in the community. Well, Sylvie, this has been so awesome. Can you tell everybody where folks might learn more about the PACT program specifically, which, just full disclosure, is I think only in New York City, but there may be other programs, similar programs at UJA Federations all across the country.
Yeah, I do know in particular that there is a program that is online that we have that if you're not in the city, you can definitely tune into that. But if you go on the UJA website and search CYPL, that stands for Center for Youth Philanthropy and Leadership, there it'll take you to like a glut of opportunities.
Awesome. Well, listen, Sylvie, we're wishing you so much luck. I know you're right in the middle of the college process, so I'm so grateful that you took time to talk to me today. I don't think you're going to need any luck. I think you're going to do just fine on your own. Thanks so much for sharing your enthusiasm for this. I think it's really wonderful. Good luck to you and stay in touch.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been a pleasure.
Absolutely. Be well. Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening. If you were inspired by what you heard today, please follow, rate, and review. These things really matter. And if you know a tween or a teen who is doing great things in his, her, or their community, send them my way. I'd love to meet them and share their stories with a world that could really use a dose of inspiration right about now. You can get in touch with me through my website, simpleactsguide.com. Until next time, remember to keep eyes, ears, hearts, and minds open to the needs of others, and always be kind.